From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now. This week's cold snap in the Midwest came at a bad time for Clara's Place, a shelter for women and children in Chicago. People's Gas Company turned off the shelter's heat because of a $21,000 overdue bill. 19 women and 23 children live there. They've been keeping warm by boiling water and piling on extra blankets. Clara Kirk is the founder and director of Clara's Place. She's with us now. Ms. Kirk, first, just tell us why you started the shelter in the first place.
I'm a lover of children, and I love God, and I've been doing it since I was 19 years old. I've been taking people into my house, and God blessed me to marry a husband that he worked with me, and it didn't matter about me bringing other people, children in. With our children, I have 5 sons and daughters, and want to be a good servant of God. I want to think I am anyway. In order to do that, you have to be a servant of people.
And you started this when you were 19, so it's been 53 years you've been doing this.
I started it when I was 19, but Clara's House came available to me in 1987. It opened in 1987. Beforehand, I just had children in my home because I'd never been in a shelter. I didn't know anything about sheltering, and so it was just my household, and that's where I am.
So how do you get past this hurdle? Because you've been through hurdles before on this journey. What are you going to do to get the heat turned back on so that you don't have to just rely on blankets and hot water?
I believe God. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. And I'm not asking for myself, and nor am I asking for my children. It's other children and women that don't have a place to go.
Where would they go if they had to
leave? I don't know. Some of them don't have families, the majority. If they had somewhere to go, they wouldn't be here.
I know that in the past you've had a very good relationship with the mayor's office, and that's helped you a lot. Is there anything that Mayor Rahm Emanuel can do to help right now?
Help me get the gas on. Help me feed the people. Come to our community and show concern about it. I don't know what a mayor does, and I'm not trying to say what his job is. Maybe he don't know nothing about us. Maybe he don't even know that we exist. I don't know if he knows or not. I've written him letters months and last year, and I never got an answer. But I don't know if he received a letter or not. I don't know that. So I can't say that he won't do nothing. I can say maybe he don't know that we do need him.
Has anyone suggested, Ms. Kirk, that you just close the shelter?
Yeah, it's been suggested. I mean, I live in Englewood, and Englewood is a community that we don't have anything. And the women and children that live here, we don't have anything but each other. If the shelter closed, how would it help the city? How would it help the community? I love Englewood. I live here. I'm not going nowhere. I'm here.
Well, thank you for everything that you do, and we hope that things work out and you're able to get the heat turned back on. Clara Kirk, founder and director of Clara's Place in Chicago. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
And by the way, People's Gas told us it has been working with the shelter since April to resolve the bill and will work to find a long-term solution. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.